Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
What if the golf ball you're playing isn't the number one ball for you? Meet the all-new TP5 and TP5X from TaylorMade. Whether you prefer the softest five-layer tour ball in the TP5 or the fastest, that's now a half a club longer in TP5X, you'll be playing a golf ball that performs like it was built just for you. Available in white, yellow, and picks, you can personalize it with my symbol. No matter which you choose, every TP5, TP5X is designed to help your game. Head to TaylorMadeGolf.com today to find the number one ball for you.
Hey, what's going on there, pal?
We saw you at the hockey game on.
Do I know you guys?
I'm Ryan Whitney. I got a drink named after me.
Not a big deal.
Pink Whitney? That's what I thought. See you, fellas.
I invented the thing, you pigeon.
Pink Whitney for legendary moments.
You already know, man. Do it to the team, man.
Every time I hit them bars, man, I get shaky.
Turn it up, K-Rod.
Chills. It's just like it's chills in me.
Ah! You already know what's going on, man.
Love one, love a drug, leave you in pieces. If you ain't with us, you against us, we gon' leave you. They got my dogs up the road, free my demons.
Real.
Behind that wall, standing tall, there ain't no leaving.
Standing tall.
I love to chase you back. I love to get some cash. I love to post up with my business to go make a mad. A lot of lies can't take them back. I know our friends call her stupid cause she take me back. With my little basic ass. Girl, my name Lil Trizzy. I'm known to get busy. Ever met a rebel? I'ma show you how a nigga kick it.
Rizzy.
Never found no love more tied into these fucking trenches. You got my heart forever scarred. Girl, I'm coming different. Play a part. They start watching on the come up. We was out there posted on that block until the sun up. Any chance they gave us to slide, we took the one up. Any nigga that was outside, he wasn't gonna.
I sent a late night text, so I expected in the morning. And I know that the come unexpected ain't no warning. I'm hearing sirens every day, that shit annoying. First of the month, I'm in the trap, why y'all yawning? Since I said we going in, free box to the all 10. They thought he was going in, scared of why it's going in. Wanna go to heaven, but we can't, cause we all sin. I just need a bitch to be Gina and I be Martin.
Yeah. You're now tuned into me. $1 million worth of game. I'm Wallow 267. This right here is Gilly the Nut, aka of the Nut Boys.
Stop playing with me, dog.
No, you just a nut.
Let me tell you something. That was Molly, Mac, and Triz, man. Yeah. And my dancing was off today, man.
Yeah, it was off, but I'm just saying, like, you're getting old, man. You know what I mean? You're getting old, man. But listen. But I'm saying you get know only time you dance is like when
what's name fucking playing me
when, like YMCA come
old,
or it's raining men.
Let me tell you something, nigga. I'm Benjamin Button, nigga. I'm getting older while I'm getting younger.
Yeah, it
nigga.
Sound good. It sound fuck real good. You getting older, man. You getting older, my man.
Nigga, I'm getting older while I'm getting younger.
I'm way
nigga.
Older.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Boy, getting older.
First of all, I always been the athlete of the family.
Athlete of what?
First of all, you always got caught because the police always ran you down and tripped you, jumped on your back.
No, your athletic skills came from telling.
What?
You get caught and you tell on me, that's how you run. That's why you always beat me running. It wasn't like you just, it just happened. No, it wasn't like that, man.
So you just going to throw that false information out there like that, huh?
Listen, man, $1 million worth of game is brought to you by Barstool Sports. Listen, man, at the end of the day, this guy right here, he's he invented the snitch back. He invented the snitch first before somebody could even snitch back. This guy right here, that was his track game of him getting away from the police out there. For everybody was like, damn, why Gil never went to jail? He never went to jail. Because his track game and him running away from police or dodging the police was just telling them
fuck out of here.
Which is a snitch. I'm snitch first, and then that's how the snitch back. And you invented. Yeah. That's how they activated the snitch back.
Word on the streets is they gave you an elbow, but you gave 80 years back. And then they only gave you 20.
Yeah, okay.
You told on yourself.
Take that fucking smut off my name.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Listen, man, and you know one thing about this? The battery lasts up to...
I ain't going to lie, though. The ball deodorant do sound good because there'd be a lot of niggas out here giving a woman the salty nuts.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like this,
you
stuff,
can't get your woman the salties.
It smells so good, and you like, can, and you can
you
use
dip the salties all in her mouth. Blood, yeah. Blood pressure go through the roof. She about to have a motherfucking heart attack out here.
All that, listen, man.
Yeah, I recommend all that, man. I recommend Manscaped.
I mean, listen, that's everything.
Because you was old school. You for a minute,
yeah, I was using razors. You know, I cut myself a lot.
You know. He, Wallow still one of them niggas get out the shower and dump baby powder in his drawers. No, I didn't do all that.
I didn't do that. I used to do that back in the day. I ain't do that stuff at home.
He was the baby powder king in jail.
I ain't do that shit.
He was BB king.
Why would I do that in jail?
He was BB king.
No, listen. I ain't gonna lie. When I was in jail, I used to put baby powder on my sheets. Like when I changed my sheet, put the baby powder on your sheets.
They said in jail, you used to be on the block like LeBron James.
You lying on me. I never was like that. I never was like no LeBron.
He said you dropped the powder in your drawers.
Why would I do that? See, that's why you just lose. You won't put smut on my name.
Like he pissed this shit. Why would I do that? Well, I don't fucking know.
No disrespect. I'm just saying. Hey, listen,
let's get into our second.
No disrespect
sponsor,
to the gay community, but you got a lot of gay people just walking up on me, like on some like. Like on some how you doing type stuff, like trying to come at me, man.
They walking up on
some
you,
real shit,
calling you your real name. How you doing, Wireless?
Man, it'd be a lot of stuff. I don't.
We heard Wireless was wild in the pen.
I don't care what nobody into, but it'd be more aggressive. Aggressive approaches and shit.
Let's get into our next sponsor, right?
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Let's get into it, baby.
Okay. If your partner dies.
Okay.
Your girlfriend, let's put some years on this. Y'all got at least six years in. Y'all done started a family. Might got a child or two. At least 6 years. If your partner dies, your husband, your wife, how long do you got to wait before you're allowed to get into another relationship? Sexually.
What do you mean? Talk to somebody.
The whole go take it there. Because you could talk to somebody and never take it there. Now you gotta talk to somebody and take it there.
You talking about a kiss? What about a kiss?
I'm talking about
a kiss. What about an ass grab? I'm talking about a kiss.
I'm talking about a titty suck. I'm talking about a ride in the dick like a jockey at the Kentucky Derby. I'm talking about it.
A DM? Answering the DM.
How long
about answering the DM?
No, nothing like that. How long do you got to wait before you take it there?
Take it there? I don't know. I really don't know. I'm thinking about, what you say, a year? A year or two?
I think if me and two got out of a relationship,
No, I'm talking about somebody died. But if,
no, I'm saying if me and two is in a relationship. Listen, me and two is in a relationship for all these years. And something happened to me.
Yeah.
I don't believe that two is able to talk to another man ever again in life.
So she just got to be by herself for the rest of life.
You fucking right. Like, because at the end of the day, it's like 6 months. Is that enough time? I mean, you're going to get judged no matter how long
months.
You wait.
What about a year?
A year?
No, I think people do it. I think a lot of people do it real earlier. I just think they do
they
it.
They just hide it. Absolutely.
They hide the shit out of you. Kids, because you still go around a person, mom, the sisters, they're like, oh, bitch, you a whore. Oh, you just right. Moving on like that. It's just that easy.
So they find them that SD?
Side dick.
Secret dick.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
The secret dick. No. Because side dick could tell on you. Secret dick always going to keep that secret. Yeah, I ain't gonna tell nobody because I don't want to be looking crazy.
Yeah, I want to be both looking crazy.
Yeah, we both looking crazy. I'm fucking you 2 weeks after he died. You know what I mean? Because it's some bitches that won't wait 48 hours.
Yeah, you're right.
You hear me?
I know somebody personally ain't wait 48 hours. That's another story.
You know what's her name?
It don't matter.
Just throw out
I'm not throwing nobody out there. I ain't telling on that woman.
She ain't wait 48 hours, huh?
No, I ain't telling on her.
She motherfucking nigga died. She run right into the dick 17 hours later.
Now, jail would be the same thing.
Oh, my God. Dick, was no, that
jail,
you?
No, jail would be the same thing. Motherfucker go to jail, they go right in.
What you mean?
Motherfucker go to jail, chick be slinging and banging at night. Oh, got the nigga out the way. By the
absolutely.
Time. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Hey, let me ask you a question. If you in jail, do you want to know?
What you mean, want to know?
Like, did you want to know your bitch was out here blazing?
No, I knew she was out here slinging and banging. When you go to jail, you gotta.
No. What? No, Lo. There's a difference between you trying to tell yourself, "Yeah, I know she doing a thing," and you actually knowing it come through. Yo, you know, Jamal, who the nigga that jammed all that dick in your bitch mouth? Yeah, listen, he out there crushing.
When you hear that, you just lose your mind. Like, when you first hear that shit, it just be like, damn, man, I can't believe. Like, you don't want to hear. That's one of them Jones when you walk back in your cell when you be in the yard and somebody hear you be like, I can't wait till the yard is over. You just want to get to your cell, pull the curtain over and just be like, man, shit, man. And sit on your bed and just lay down there. Try to look for a Snoop Dogg tape because you know you still had tapes in jail when I was in there. Play Bitches Ain't Shit, Bitches Ain't Shit.
You be in there.
And then you just get miserable with everybody else and you just, everybody got to join the street. Oh, yeah, she doing something, man. Go ahead, man, let that shit go. You just be telling everybody that because it make you feel good because okay, you
hold on.
Shit.
Okay, hold on. But, okay, so... So before we, because I want to stay on that for 1 second,
uh-huh.
But before we get to that, so how long do a partner got before they allow to get some vagina? Honestly, if I'm going on some honest shit, man, do you, man? I ain't here. I can't satisfy you no more. I bullshit. I talk a lot of shit.
No, you just saying that because if your motherfucker die, you going right in. How long is it going to take for you to go in?
Well, first of all, you already told April if she die, you take a kid.
No, I said I posted
on the gram. Y'all didn't even know I was recording. You said, if you die, baby, I'm going to take your day. I'm going to take all my clothes off. I'm going to run down the street ass naked. I'm like, why are you running down the street ass naked?
No, this is what she said. She said, is you going to go right? You said you just going to go right to life. I said, no, I ain't said I'm going to go right to life because she trying to say me going to life is just me doing me. I said what I said was, first, I'm going to be so fucked up that she going that I'm going to strip out and I'm going to run down the street and they're going to 302 me until I might be gone.
But why you had to strip out? Why you got to run down? Why you had to put your piece in the streets?
No, it ain't about my piece. It's about me getting close to the guy and telling the guy, come get me. I got all my stuff off. Because, you know, you got to take your clothes off when you're going up top.
No, the fuck you don't. Fuck is you talking about? Most people niggas get buried in clothes.
No, most people, they be done. They be ass naked when they die. As soon as they die, they cutting their shit off in the hospital. They like, they shit getting cut off. You see what I'm saying? When you go to the hospital, you get shot. They strip you out.
The fuck out
so of I'm
here.
Just, I'm doing it for, I'm stripping out myself. So take me. I can't take this shit. I want to leave. Put me with her. That's so, what I said. I'm 302 me.
So how long do a person got if you pass? You know, hypothetically speaking, how long did April got to wait before she could get them yabba dabba dudes up?
Man, listen, man. She could do her, man. I wouldn't even care, man. I'd be going, man. What the fuck? I'd be going. Like, what I'm
But you looking down at, you looking down at, I just can't picture looking down from heaven and two got a nigga sausage in her hand looking the nigga in his eyes, man, like this.
So, taking the soul from him. Right. So, she's a soul snatcher.
Toot like this.
She a soul snatcher.
And this nigga calling Toot Tootie. Yeah, Toot, get that dick.
Ooh!
Whoa. Nigga.
What you gonna do from up top?
Nigga, I'm starting to fight up there. That's the thing. What do niggas do in jail?
Yeah, they start to fight. Anybody say light as shit to him? It's whatever. Go on, meet me in my cell, nigga. It's whatever with me.
I'm walking right in Tupac's cell in heaven. We go through it.
Tupac. You talking to Tupac's cell. Tupac Shakur.
For no reason. I'm going to start with one of the legends. Fuck it. I'm here. I'm mad as shit. But bitch down there with a nigga sausage.
Damn,
just
think about that. Damn, you get to see everybody, though. You get to see my, is heaven a paradise? Is it separate? Whereas, though, all the stars be over there. You can't go to them. They like live. They got like a Hollywood or rich people place. And the regular people in the ghetto. Like Tupac said, I wonder if heaven got a ghetto. Absolutely. What if it's a ghetto and you go right back up there and you in the fucking ghetto? You're like, damn. Can I ever get a fucking break? I died. I was in the ghetto when I came, and now I'm still can't get a fuck. Can I get a break? You still got to pay to get to certain shows. You got to, like, the athletes still athletes. Right. You died. You was nothing. You wasn't nobody on earth. Now you ain't nothing up there.
They done told you that half the life going to be notorious and glorious. You get the fuck up there, you dead pop too.
You're like, damn.
The fuck?
Yeah, I'm broke up here, man.
Nigga get to heaven like, I still ain't got no fucking... insurance, medical insurance.
You get there, like, oh no, you can't go over here. You got to live over there. You're like, damn, what the fuck is going on? Yo, that's some deep shit. Think about that shit.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this question. So in prison, mm-hmm. how many people did you see, like, start some shit that ain't really had nothing to do with nothing, all because they got that treacherous phone call?
They got that treacherous phone call. She ain't come for a visit. I seen a lot of dumb shit happen. Spark off, man. Because
you seen a lot of niggas go to the hole because they bitch was giving up that hole, huh?
Yep, because and then people whole energy change. A lot of times people energy change. And when they energy change, it's just a whole nother vibe, man. The fucking energy change is like, man, I want, you know. You just start snapping, man, all because she's getting slayed and sprayed. And you don't want your woman to get...
How did you feel when you found out your woman was getting slayed?
I didn't have no woman, so it didn't really matter. Like, my, you know what I mean? I didn't... Listen, no, it wasn't. I didn't... Come on, man. I didn't have no woman, so it really didn't matter. Oh, when I found out, it was like, man... It was like, damn, man.
About to say thing.
Like, it was one of the moments... It was one of the moments where, though, I just wanted to, like... Like, inside of me... I ain't gonna front. Even though I was in prison, inside of me, I stripped out and just ran around screaming. Ah! Like, inside of me, not outside. I just stripped out of jail.
I was about to say, you stripped out of jail, ran around naked. What the fuck?
I don't know why when shit go wrong, I just want to strip out and just like, ah!
Like,
and scream.
Was that your lowest point in jail? Other than
Steve. No,
Steve. Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than cousin Steve.
Like, when you first introduced to prison and you don't realize that, that's a part of jail, like hearing about your woman getting slayed and sprayed, that shit fuck you up. You be done. You can't take it.
What's the most treacherous shit you ever seen a person do over his bitch getting fucked on the street?
Hit somebody in the head with a weight over an argument that really probably wouldn't have been an argument, but they was mad in the yard. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times when dudes, they go work out. So he was working out. Dude said somebody hit him with a 10-pound weight. And it was. But, you know, once I got the backstory, it was about, you know what I mean, he got that call. Sister told him.
Got that treacherous call.
Stop calling that girl. You know she mess with boo, 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 bang.
You know she fuck with Baby Leg.
Yup. What Baby Leg? The real BL?
Yeah, the one with the song. What's the song?
He got a baby leg. Who that is? That's that Baby Leg. He got a baby leg. I'm Baby Leg. I got a baby leg. They call me Baby Leg.
You always fuck the song up.
No, they call me. I said, I'm Baby Leg. I'm Baby Leg. They call me Baby Leg. I got a baby leg. I rap that joint right.
But that's not the hook, though.
I rap that joint. See, you be sleeping. Like, you always be trying to play my raps and shit. Like, I ain't like, come on, man. Like, don't do that shit.
Let me hear something then. Why don't you spit one of your old verses right now for the culture? I don't give a fuck if it's 15 years old. I don't give a fuck if it's 17 years old. Why don't you spit one time? Why don't you do it for the culture one time?
No, man.
One time, bruh.
Let me see. All right, let me see. If you got a PD, play your ass burned out. Say your money, most of these lawyers, they burned out. Got knocked with two gats, don't get shook up and scary. Beat it at the pre, throw your bread at Union today. White body, don't you fuck with Jack McMahon, you be up north looking at books, fucking your hand. F. Perry, law heavy, Victoria's cat. Be up in the courtroom slanging Victoria's rap. If your gun play pro and you're hurting the triple beam, Linnae would turn red when you walk in with Epstein. Got two bodies, but they ain't catch you with the heater. Pick 12, rumble it out with Santa Guida. Guy Sciola, he like Bobby from the practice. He makes sure you get acquitted with suppressed tactics. Time be so heavy, throw a pain in your spine. Want to raise your kids, don't you fuck with Gerald Stein. Player, who's your lawyer? If he ain't pro, you lost and you fuck. PDs make you bleed, take the plea, and you stuck. Lost if your lawyer ain't the boss. Niggas getting a heavy time if they can't pay the cost. Player, who's your lawyer? If he ain't pro, you lost and you fuck. PDs make you bleed, take the plea, and you stuck. You lost if your lawyer ain't the boss. Niggas getting a heavy time, but they can't pay the cost. I do a little all right. That was, you know, that was bad. It was a song called Who's Your Lawyer? You know I mean, it was about just me. It was about talking about the lawyer game. Because, you know, people rap. And when I used to rap, I used to try to write raps about shit that was different. Like, everybody talk about this, but nobody had a song called The Legal Directory. That was like a legal directory.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It was like me educating people. Because, you know, when you used to rap, it'd be the song about the girl.
Mm-hmm.
The song about the dead homie.
Mm-hmm.
The song about the party.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a structure of rap. So I was like, damn. Now I think it's easier because you can just rap.
Man.
You ain't got to really put no, what I mean? Like
D-Rock. That was a fucking jail rap, wasn't it? That nigga just named all the fucking lawyers.
The shit,
if you want to get out, go to Tommy the Santa Guido. And if you want to go to jail, go to Rafael Rarico.
Listen, real hustlers retain lawyers when they eating. Anything other than that, player, you're cheating. Pay him up front, and player, he respect you. In the courtroom, like a vest, he protect you. Don't lease the new coupe, feed the lawyer to your dough. What's more important, your freedom or the ice in the row? You ain't Lucevino, he stays selling out niggas. He send you up north, you ain't holding the right figures. Player, who's your lawyer? If he ain't pro, you lost and you stuck. PDs make you bleed, take the plea, then you fuck. You lost if your lawyer ain't the boss. Niggas getting a heavy time, they can't pay the cost. Player, who's your lawyer? If he ain't pro, you lost and you fuck.
Heavy.
PDs make you bleed, take the plea, then you stuck. You lost if your lawyer ain't the boss. Niggas getting heavy time, if they can't pay the cost. Yeah, this shit the DA got, my boys have destroyed that. I'm talking about the Cochran's, Douglas, and Roy Black. I'm talking about Radovsky, Gilman, and Bruce Cutler. Cecil B. Moore was a mean motherfucker. The gun, the drugs, and the tap to the wire. Gets suppressed at the hearing. Got a beast, that's quiet. If you bread real heavy, don't be rotting in the cell. Put them lawyers on retainer when they finish and yell. You ain't Kathleen Martin? A Rumble Game pro, drug case, kidnap, fuck with GMP Tro. Don't just listen to me. Better do your homework or you be sitting in the cell or sat in a long jerk. James Ecker, Bruce Anacoyak. Even one of them your lawyers, you rolling the right track. Fuck doing heavy time surrounded by germs, money. Catch them 40, sell you out with just switch firms money. Player, who's your lawyer? If he ain't pro, you lost and you fuck. I was a beast, man. In my
hey, let
day.
Me just tell you something. He named all the fucking lawyers. He ain't had none of the bitches. He wasn't there with a personal
I had Kathleen
dummy.
Martin.
Nigga wasn't there with a personal dummy.
I had Kathleen
I'm listen. A personal dummy.
I had Kathleen Martin.
Nigga went to jail, found out all the popping lawyers.
I had Kathleen, though.
I had one. Listen, who was your lawyer?
I had one paid lawyer in my life.
Who was your lawyer?
No.
Who
listen.
Was your lawyer?
I used to be in the law library. Listen, I used
who
to be
was your lawyer? Sammy Summertime.
I used to be in the law library. I used to be in the law library reading about lawyers, reading case law. So I knew what lawyers was what. I just knew it.
Who's your lawyer? Larry Longshore. Who's your lawyer?
But it was the list. It was a legal
then,
directory for
then
people
what the
in the
fuck
streets.
The court with a PD? How you doing? I'm a personal
no, I wrote,
dummy.
I wrote that after I got my first paid lawyer, Kathleen Martin. When I got,
nigga,
I still went
nigga got his first $2,500 lawyer and start talking shit. Who's your lawyer? He all in the jail being judgmental. Who's your lawyer? See, you young niggas going to jail.
But no, on some real shit, though. On some real shit,
you got Larry Longshore. He going to make sure you go for a long tour. See, I got Kathleen Martin when shit get the spark. And niggas talk shit, get the fart. And I'm getting the darting because I'm out this
the legal directory.
The legal directory. That's how you knew you was on
this
some
is,
jail
this
shit.
This is $1 million worth of game legal directory.
My single.
If thing. You're in the streets and you're doing crime, we'll tell you what lawyers to get.
No, you know. You motherfucker, let me just say something.
Oh, you had Gasciola.
I did, but I didn't know that from you. You didn't.
I told you to rap in jail on the phone. That's why you got it. You fucking liar. That's why you got Gasciola.
Hey, to all my youngins out there, right? Who? You got a case. You don't know who the fuck to get. He gonna tell you what lawyer to get. You got a kidnapping? Get Rafael Santana. He get you off the
He's a kidnap specialist. He specializes in kidnappings.
This nigga just sat here and named every fucking lawyer in Pennsylvania.
No, it was all over the country. Roy Black, he's a hell of a lawyer. He's a hell of a mouthpiece.
Did you say something about Johnny Cochran?
Yeah, I was talking about the Cochran.
You don't know
I said
Cochran.
The Cochran first. You know Cochran. You don't know Cochran. You know Cochran from down the Woody's.
No, you
know that Woody's bar. The boy Cochran.
Know Johnny Cochran.
You know the boy. You know the boy Cochran. The frisker at the door. The dude that frisky.
Hey,
that's what you
hey,
know.
Let's get into this, right?
serious. The legal directory. $1 million worth of game.
On a serious note, man. I want to give a big. I'm going to give a RIP to Pop Smoke.
RIP to Pop Smoke.
You know. He was 20 years old. He was a kid who was on the way up. You know what I mean? One Whoa. Of the kids who looked like he had a very high, successful chance of making it out these things we call a ghetto. And he was murdered. He was executed, murdered in L.A., right? Beverly Hills, right? And I just wanna drop this game on, you know, I talked about it on Instagram, but I just wanna go a little further with it, because Wallo wasn't around, I wanna get some of his thoughts on it and, you know, his perspective on it. But to all the athletes out here, to all the rappers, to all the entertainers, to all the comedians, you gotta understand when you go to these other cities that these other cities are really ruthless, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, coming from Philadelphia, where it's niggas on top of niggas, and coming from Baltimore and New York, in these cities where it's niggas on top of niggas, you get to these cities like California where you see the sunshine and you see
You get to Atlanta, you get to Miami, you get lax.
Right, and you get lax. And you think, oh, this shit's sweet out here because it's sunny, you see palm trees. You got to understand, it's killers and it's gorillas everywhere, man.
Everywhere.
Let me tell you something. Just like as a Philadelphia zoo is a Miami zoo, is a Detroit zoo, is a goddamn California zoo. So the apes, the gorillas, the killers, the lions, the tigers, the bears, oh my, they're everywhere, man. And when you out here, man, you got to understand that you got some shiesty ass bitches out here. You got some shiesty ass bitches that these bitches' whole job is when niggas come to town to line niggas up. You got a coalition of bitches that line niggas up to get robbed and get taken for everything they fucking got.
David, listen, one thing about these women out here, you got to be, when you out here making the moves and you got the rap shit, you got the $250,000 worth of jewelry on, you got all this shit going on, you running from town to town, you might be from L.A., but you in New York, you got to remember, it's a bunch of women out here that's trying to line you up for your semen or line you up for the demons.
Right.
This shit is real out here.
Absolutely.
They will line you up for some semen, or they will line you up with the demons.
Right.
Everybody, you keep listening. Look in your neighborhood. You know bad Keisha, the girl Keisha, or the girl Tammy, they bad, they beautiful. But they also got them crazy ass brothers that love that dumb shit. They also might have a baby father or a cousin that just came home from jail that love dumb shit.
Or they could just be a young, beautiful woman that's just easily influenced
to some nut shit.
You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of women out here that be easily influenced.
Don't forget the homies though. Fuck that. Right. We not gonna keep dwelling on the women.
No, don't forget the fake homies that allow you to fuck up too. We gonna get to them.
Because, jealousy.
Because at the end of the day, a lot of times, most of the times, it be the niggas more than the women. And most of the time, when something happened to you, it's a nigga that's close to you because he think he ain't gonna never think it's me.
Mm-mm.
You feel me? So something happened to you, that nigga sitting there, he playing the whole motherfucking role. I can't believe them niggas. I can't believe. Whole time he about to backdoor you and go break bread with the same niggas that just took you off.
Because a lot of times, most of the people that's close to you, they'll sit there and say, like you say, why not me?
why not him?
I'm supposed to be getting this.
Absolutely.
And they'll be looking at your life and saying, that's supposed to be my life. Instead of looking at your life and saying, let me play the part in my man, my brother, my teammate, let me play the part in his life. Because a lot of times, you know what happened? A motherfucker come off a bench, shoot a jump shot, think they supposed to be starting.
Absolutely.
Nigga, you the 10th person off the bench.
Right.
Now, they in the locker room got an attitude.
Right.
Man, I should be starting. He went to college like me. I did this in college. What you did in college, you're not doing in the pros, bro.
Right.
That's why you the 9th man, 10th man, 11th right. man, 13th, 27th man off the bench.
Right.
Is that many players?
Mm-mm.
Oh, all right. Well, whatever. How many? What NFL?
12. Oh, 53.
Oh, well, it don't matter. No, you can't shoot a jump shot. So how many is 12? Well, you the 12 and a half motherfucker off the bench because you damn near getting kicked off the team.
Right.
You come in and get a good shot. Man, I need to be starting, man. Your man's in them telling you, there's always somebody around somebody telling somebody in somebody fucking ear.
Right. And it's always somebody who they can't do what you do.
Nope.
They can't provide the services that you provide. And they can't, 9 times out of 10, even conduct themselves in the same manner that you conduct themselves, but they're going to be the ones giving you advice. Like I tell women all the time, ladies, you know who not to take relationship advice from? A bitch that's single.
Mm.
Because what is the bitch going to tell you? How to not get a nigga? You feel what I'm saying? So that be another thing that be funny to me. You have motherfuckers out here that'll get advice from a motherfucker who's not even in the right field to give you that advice.
Mm-mm-mm.
You feel what I'm saying? They say misery loves company, man.
It do, because when I was in jail and I was miserable and I found out that my chick got slayed, sprayed, that got laid, slayed, and sprayed, I wanted that for other dudes. I used to be like, oh, man, somebody out there slaying your bra, man. Stop worrying about her, man. Just do your time.
You was wishing dick slaying on everybody.
Yeah, I was
bitch.
Like, yo, your bra getting slayed, man. And I only said the dudes that I was, like, cool with because I didn't want nobody to snap on me, hit me in the head with a wig or some shit. You know what I mean? So I'd be like, man, listen, man. And it's a way of finessing your wordplay. It's a way of laying your words down on them. I'd be like, man, just let it go, man. Damn, why you say that? Why you know something? I'm just saying, man, like a lot of times, you know, you be doing your time. Women, they still got to get laid, slayed, and sprayed.
Right.
So it's like, man, let it go, man. I don't want you to find out and get hurt, man. You my man.
Right.
But it is what it is. So right. So that was a way of me saying your bitch out there get slayed.
Right.
And it's in a nice way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But at the end of the day, man, I just want to tell y'all, man, y'all got to watch yourself when y'all in these other cities, man. These niggas is not playing out here, man. You got niggas that's first of all, you're on their turf.
I'm gonna just say this. Can I share a quick story?
Yeah.
About how I almost got fucking killed when I was in I almost got killed when I was in L.A. because my goofy ass didn't realize that I was in some Mexicans area I was supposed to be. Because like you say, you go over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this shit is beautiful.
Right.
It's beautiful. I called some big homies. They said, "What the fuck is you doing right there?
Right.
Get the fuck away from there." But right. This would save my life. So I go. Listen. I see damn nice trees. It's nice on this block. I go to set my camera. I'm ready to run down the motherfucking street. Mexican boy come out of the motherfucking house. Another one was in the wheelchair coming, but the one boy that came out, he pulled a piece on me.
What'd he say? He said, "What the fuck is you doing?"
He said, "What the fuck is you doing around here on everything I love?" I don't really share this story because I don't want nobody to realize that I was a bitch ass nigga.
He said, "Okay, so let's reenact. What the fuck are you doing around here, homie?"
When I seen the piece, I immediately retreated. Listen, I surrendered. I got on my knees. I got right on my knees, cuz.
Wait, on the block?
Yeah, on the fucking block. He had a fucking real.
He pulled his piece out, you got on your knees. That sounded like some shit you did in jail, too.
No, I didn't.
Nigga pulled his piece out, you got on your knees.
No, the fuck I did. Listen, on anything I love. So listen.
Nigga, a nigga pulled his gun out.
Listen,
I'd have had a gun pulled out of me.
Listen, this happened. Listen, I ain't tell you nothing.
You won, player.
This happened.
Nigga ain't never pulled his gun out. I said, hold on, player.
I had to.
Player.
I surrendered.
What you do?
I immediately surrendered. I surrendered.
Please.
No, I ain't do that. I put my hands. I'm like, yo, what's up? I'm like, no, listen to what happened. On everything I love.
B-Rock, what type of freak shit is that?
On everything I love.
Nigga,
listen to what happened.
Niggas pulling this piece out and he dropping to his knees.
I surrendered. Okay. I got on my knees. I'm like, hold up. Listen. He like, what the fuck is you doing around here, right? And I got my stand because I guess they think I'm trying to record somebody or some shit. I'm not. But I ain't realized.
They thought you was.
No, but I'm
Wallow Brasco.
I'm not supposed to be around there. Like Wack told me one time, Wallow, you can't just be moseying around. Skipping around L.A. Hey, what's going on? Hey, bro. You know how I am. I'm Joe Friendly. So I fucking get on the joint. I'm like, oh. And it was and the boy that came out in the wheelchair, he basically saved my motherfucking life. I don't know if dude was going to kill me, pistol with me, but whatever it was, I would have picked just go ahead, pistol with me.
But you was BR, bitching at a rapid rate.
I was bitching.
But you was bitching at a rapid rate. Let's get that straight.
I was BR. In, no bullshit. I think I pissed on my. It was a little step. My drawers got wet. I'm just saying it. My drawers got wet on anything I love. I'm not bullshit. My drawers got wet.
Okay, listen. So let's rewind this. A nigga pulled their piece out. You dropped to your knees and your drawers got wet. All right, come on. Keep the story.
So listen. So now the boy come out in the wheelchair. This dude was like, no. That's the dude that be making the videos. He from the East Coast. He cool, man. He funny guy. I'm like, yeah, that's me. But I already, my drawers wet already. I'm like, yo, listen, I grabbed my shit. And the other dude was like, Holmes, you can't be around here, Holmes. I'm like, I will not.
So you can't be the, I don't give a fuck what type of videos you do, Holmes.
I ain't tell you now that this the time when you met me out there.
Oh,
when you met me at the hotel and I
got
out there.
That's why you ain't want to go no. Hey, by the time I get there, you already been here for a day, right? I'm like, dog, What are we doing now? I'm just going. He just want to be at the Western. I just want to be at the Western.
I was chilling. Like, listen. I was like, I ain't tell you. But I called one of the
niggas
big
homies. Niggas did all his videos from the Western.
Yeah, you see, that's why I did it in front of the joint. No,
that's why you never want the fuck out. The Mexicans put that drama.
Them niggas is real, man. I listen. On anything I love, man.
The Mexicans about to put that flame to your
I went
ass.
Back through. Listen, I went back and I had a fresh pair of Adidas sweatpants on. Fresh joints. I had to throw them away. Because, you know, I ain't trying to get my shit, my boxing briefs hit the I'm taking that shit through and enjoy. I jumped in the shower and I just want to lay down, man. I just want to lay down, go to sleep after that shit.
You were
that shit was gosh for real. Hey,
let's get into the top five cartoons of all time.
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry's definitely one.
Smurfs. Tom and Jerry. Smurfs.
Smurfs.
Tom and Jerry. Smurfs.
Scooby Doo.
Meep.
Scooby Doo.
Fucking. Meep. Roadrunner. Roadrunner was my shit. The Flintstones was my shit.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Okay,
the Flintstones, Jetsons.
Wait. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Damn.
The Flintstones, Jetsons.
Hold on. The Flintstones, the Jetsons.
The Smurfs. I like the Smurfs. Let me see.
The Flintstones, the Jetsons, the Smurfs.
Flintstones, Jefferson, Smurfs.
The Jeffersons, Tom and Jetsons.
Tom and Jerry.
Hold on. Tom and Jerry's number one.
You Jerry. I'm Tom.
Oh, fuck out of here. You Jerry, bitch.
You Jerry. You's a little rat.
Fuck out.
Little mouse.
Fuck
totally told on me back in the
fuck
day.
Fuck out of here.
I got a job.
Tom and Jerry, number one.
All right. No, who the fuck? Tom and Jerry not number one.
Tom and Jerry got to be number one.
Roadrunner.
No, fuck out of here. Roadrunner ain't even fucking in front of no Tom and Jerry. Roadrunner's not even on my list.
Can I count what's next? That was my shit.
Roadrunner going in front of Fat Albert.
Sesame Street was my shit.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
No, they don't count.
What about
your joint Transformers? That was your favorite cartoon.
What about He-Man?
G.I. Joe, American hero. G.I. Joe is it.
What about He-Man?
He-Man, yeah.
I have the power.
You got some legendary shit right there. But I love Flintstones. I love the Jetsons. I love the Smurfs.
The Flintstones is without a doubt.
The Smurfs was the shit.
Flintstones without a doubt. The Smurfs.
Legendary cartoons.
Flintstone, Tom and Jerry, Flintstones, the Smurfs.
Mm-hmm.
No Fat Albert.
Oh, yeah, definitely. How the fuck I forget Fat Albert? Hey, it's Fat Albert.
And I'm going to sing a song for you.
And I was in Philly.
A thing or two.
That was a Philly cartoon.
Let's have a party with me and all the gang.
Yeah.
Learning about each other and how to do our thing.
How to do a thing.
Hold on, man. Free Bill Cosby, man. That Bill Cosby had nothing to do with that.
But the fuck you. Listen, I'm not touching that.
No comments.
That was Bill Cosby cartoon. That was a story about, but all the other shit. I don't know nothing about none of that shit.
About free Bill Cosby?
No, I'm just saying I don't know.
You don't know he locked up?
I ain't know Bill was locked. I just don't know. I don't know.
What Bill locked? Oh, that's right. Bill locked up for giving them bitches that shit.
Yeah, I'm just saying I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my fault. Maybe not free Bill.
I'm not saying nothing about shit.
I forgot Bill was locked up for dropping that shit in the bitches' drinks.
Yeah, somebody dropped some of your drinks down Woody's. I remember when you drink, you got that roofie dropping your drink. You shouldn't. You might.
I remember nigga. They said nigga, you a roofie in jail.
A roofie. Oh, cool, man. You ready to take that smut off my name, man?
Said you woke up in your cell on the floor on your stomach with your ass arched in
there. You know what's crazy? This is some crazy shit. I had a fucking dream that me and Earl was cellies, man. I was mad as shit when I woke
that's
up.
That's some nut shit.
No, me and Earl was cellies, and he was talking to me. He was in Indian style on his bed shit. Talking to me, give me some game.
He was naked, too.
No, he wasn't naked. Nothing on your chest. He wasn't naked. Don't do that.
Nothing
he wasn't
your,
naked.
Nothing on your feet, nothing on your chest.
That would have been crazy, real.
Hey, listen, man. You want to get into a... A couple me and I worth of game questions.
Let's get into some questions.
Did you listen to any of these?
A million dollars worth of game. Who me? Nah, I don't always do that. I don't always listen to
because you always want to listen and don't let me hear them, and then set me the fuck up.
I don't like listening to stuff
with some goofy shit. What are we doing over here? Do you not know how?
Bernice S. A. Ritchie from Washington D.C. And my question is, what's your best advice for young artists to just get on? Like, even just through social media, like, what's your best advice for artists to get on? What you think can help an artist be noticed or be seen by major labels?
Well, first of all, youngin, if you're an artist and you're trying to get on, you got to outwork these niggas, youngin. There's no like big thing to hard work. You got to put the work in. Your blessings come from God. You put the work in, then you get your blessings. Niggas don't want to put the work in. Niggas want that microwavable heat up shit. They just want to throw in the microwave and oh, you're hot now. It don't work like that. Well, it don't work like that for everybody. Some people get that blessing where they start rapping a year ago and now they on fire. Everybody don't get that. So you got to understand that, okay, I got to put this work in, number one. I got to outwork these niggas. Then when it comes to social media, is you look at all these rappers today, right? And the new millenniums, and they know social media is the way. But when you go to their social media, they don't give you no content. They ain't on there rapping. They not on there showing you no type of lifestyle. They not on there inviting you into their likes. Because, see, let me tell you something. Young artists, when they fucked up, they don't feel comfortable doing the same things that the artists with money do because they feel like they fucked up. But they don't understand that people love to see you come up. Niggas love to see. Meek Mills has fans right now that will be his fans forever because they was his fans when he had them straight back fuzzy ass braids and not a dollar in his pocket. All he had was talent. So what you got to understand is people love to see the glow up. But all the young artists want to come on and act like we already on. We ain't never struggled. We get money. And most motherfuckers know that's a lie. Mm. Especially the niggas that surround you. They like, nigga, we see you on Instagram. You balling out. In real life, you stalling out, nigga. You ain't doing shit out here.
You're falling out.
You hear me? So at the end of the day, man, you got to put the work in. And you got to put the work in. And then you got to put more fucking work in.
And then put work in on top of that work he was just talking about.
Right. The one thing motherfuckers know when they come to my IG is I'm going to have some content every fucking day.
Every day.
One thing niggas know when they come to Wildo page, he going to have some content.
Every day.
Every day. We don't take days off. Oh, I'm sick. Oh, we don't give a fuck about that. We here for the people. We can't be here for the people and not give the people what the fuck they want. And guess what the people want? They want to hear from us on a daily basis. Because guess what? The next niggas will come by. The next niggas will come around and then niggas don't want to hear from you no more. Because you take weeks off. You take months off. You didn't give the people what they wanted when they wanted it. So at the end of the day, put the work in, youngin. You want to get to the next caller, man?
Yeah, put that wheels in there again.
What's good, big bro? Since my name is Hottie. I'm from North and shit. I want to know, why this number got 666 on it? Watch y'all. I know y'all just got that $3 million, too. Let me find out y'all done joined the Illuminati.
Cut him off.
The word saying that Wallo joined the Naughty.
Thank you, bam. Thank you, bam. Cut him off.
Illuminati gave y'all one of these little iPhones or something. Watch y'all.
Cut him off. First of all, Wallo's in the Naughty. I just want to say Wallo's in the Naughty. He joined. He had a secret joint without me.
There's no such thing as Illuminati, yeah, and I advise you not to talk about it. Listen, I just advise you don't talk about it.
Wallo in the Naughty.
No such thing.
They took him on a retreat with they lit 7,300 candles for every day he was locked up. They took him on a real vicious retreat. They told him, you know, he had to leave me behind. So you
that
know.
Wasn't a retreat that I went on. That was a martial arts retreat that I went on. You lying on me.
That was a Naughty retreat.
No, it wasn't. That's why I couldn't take you, because you was saying things like that. You can't say that shit, man. I'm telling you, leave that shit alone, man. And ain't no such thing as
nigga went on that Naughty retreat. The next thing I know, they want to give us some money. I said, damn.
Don't do that.
Long as we had the rich you, it was all good, baby.
Well, let me go to one more.
Yo, I got a question for Wallo. I was just wondering if you ever had a Selly's name, Big Ball Barry. If you ever met Big Ball Barry, I heard that man stole your suit. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't have a celly called Big Barberry, but I did have a celly called Big. I mean, I did have a celly, but I don't know what
Big what?
I just knew his name was Big.
So you just called him Big Big.
Yeah, I just, that was a little crazy.
Yo, Big. What's up, Big?
His name was Big. He was a big black guy.
Yeah. Name was Did Big. You name him Big, or was that
no,
his name?
Why, no, why would I name him Big? Hey, what type of spicy shit you might have?
You might have
trying to slam my name all up. Take that shit off all my name. Talking about, did I name him Big? Why do I fucking name a man Big? Oh, your name Big. Like, what type of dumb shit is that?
I'm just saying. Come so on, that was the name man. The jail gave him, or what? What?
No, that was his name. He came in. My name Big. I said, okay. My name
we Wilder. Got any more questions from the callers?
Let me give you more. Let me see.
See what they talking about before we go on to the
What's
next.
What's up, fellas? This Big Kenny from B-More, man. I just wanted to ask, I know y'all from Philly, man, but do y'all really think that Tevin Farmer would have a chance with Tank? I know y'all got back y'all man because y'all from Philly, but come on, man. Keep it 100, man. That's what I want to know. Man, they got knocked out by two people that Tank and knocked out. Then he just lost his belt. Hit me, holler back, man. My number 240-1704.
Big Kenny, I don't know nothing about boxing. I'm a black belt, 3 times black belt of martial arts, so that's his shit. I don't really know. I mean,
shut the fuck up, man. You ain't no black belt. Listen, I absolutely believe Tevin Farmer has a chance against Javante Tank Davis.
What is your reason?
I mean, because at the end of the day, first of all, Tank don't have the best discipline. That's number one. You know what I mean? Tank is...
Who the fuck made you a boxing commentator?
I am. Tank has some of the... Tank has some extraordinary talent. Yeah, okay, let me tell you something. For you to be at 130-pound weight class, right, and you can't make the weight in that fucking weight class, and then you step up to a higher weight class... It's supposed to be easier for you to make the weight. So if you move up to a higher weight class and you still come to fucking a pound and a half overweight, that means your discipline is at an all-time fucking low. That's all I'm saying. Is the kid super talented? The kid, without a doubt, has all the fucking eye candy. When you look at it, is there. You see it, it's like that nigga got, he got.
I'm just saying, why are you looking at a man as eye candy? That's no, a little spicy. I'm just saying, you sound a little, you sound like
spicy.
You was in jail.
That did sound
like
spicy.
That was a jail. That if you was
spicy.
In jail, I'd get your pass.
Statement. That's a retractable
that was
statement.
Spicy.
I mean, when you look at him, he looks the part. Let's just say that. You feel what I'm saying? That the counter punching, the jab, the power. The defense.
Hold the fuck up. You never was a boxer in your life. You see,
no,
you were some,
I
you just like a lot of commentators over here on the other channel.
Nothing like Stephen A. Smith.
You just like him. You
first of all, Stephen A. Smith get the Tap Dance of the Year award. All right? Stephen A. Smith is definitely a house nigga. He's not a field nigga. I'm a field nigga. It's a difference. I don't throw niggas under the bus.
You did say Tank looked like eye candy. That's a difference.
No. I said Tank got it, but at the
that
end
was
of the
jail
day,
shit, though.
At the end of the day, I haven't seen Tank fight anybody. I haven't seen Tank fight anybody that's worthy of saying he that nigga other than Jose Pedraza. You feel me? Yeah, he fought Gamboa, but Gamboa was 47 years old, so that shit don't count. So at the end of the day, it's not like Tevin Farmer is not a skilled boxer. It's mm-hmm. not like Tevin Farmer probably has better defense than Tank. That's probably the one thing that Tevin Farmer has better than Tank. And defense wins fights. So at the end of the day, he always got a chance. Am I taking anything away from Tank Davis? I'm not. I'm a fan of Tank Davis. I'm a fan of Tevin Farmer. But I'm just stating that.
You're a man fan.
Shut up. He definitely has you can't wait to see baby so you can kiss him in the mouth. So
I didn't know. I never
Wayne
said
place.
That. I never said I
yes,
was going to kiss him. I said I was going to hug him.
Wayne,
I said I was going to hug baby.
Why you
want to hug him?
Okay,
because it's a brotherly, like a dap joint, a dap
but he
and a
don't
hug.
Know you. You just want to grip
him
up.
He don't know me. He do know. He know me.
You just want to
put him
in the spicy.
I know people. I know somebody say like, yo, man. I know somebody be like, yo, man, Wallow always check Gil about you. I know somebody that know him is like, yo, he know the fuck I am.
You want to put him in a spicy burrito hug, huh?
I can't wait to see my man.
You want
to
put him in a spicy chicken wrap. Come here.
And the caption will be crazy. When I put the caption up.
Cash my baby.
No, I'm going to put Cash Money as an army yet, better yet a Navy.
You said, and
I'm
a soldier. Money as an army, and I'm a soldier. Yet a Navy. Yeah, I know you so damn. So you just came right up under his nuts as a soldier.
No,
you
I'm not saying it like
you,
that.
You
saying,
ain't even a general or nothing. You're a soldier
saying, like,
in his army.
Cash
huh?
Money records.
You was a soldier yeah, in his army.
But
huh?
Listen, man, we ready. Listen, forget all this stuff. He talking about he's a man fan. We ready to get into Stories from the Cell. Now, Stories from the Cell, we're going to talk about prison love. The thing about prison love is deep. It's two types.
It took you a long time to get over your prison love, too. Like, when you came home, it took you a minute. You wanted to go back for some more.
No,
I could tell you wanted to go back.
We ain't talking about me. We're not talking about me.
I could tell you wanted to go back bad.
We're not talking about me. We talking about, listen, one time.
You was missing Spicy Joe.
This was crazy about it, man. Prison love. You'll see a guy, right? You might see somebody out here. They out here. They got all the nice chicks and all this stuff, whatever. But in the joint, they was in love with, you know, they was in love with somebody in prison. So on and so on. One of the cellmates, sometime it could be somebody else. This, then, the third. You would have been in prison
love.
Let
me ask you a question.
You would have been in prison love if you was in jail.
Let me ask you a question.
You would have had a cellie named Tootie.
Keep it real. Keep it real. Let me ask you a question.
Tony, if your cellie would have been named Tony, you would have called him Tootie. You'd have been in love with somebody in jail. I know you would have. There's no doubt in my mind. You would have been in jailhouse love.
Let me ask you a question. The day you walked out of jail, keep it real. Put it on your mama right now. You will not lie.
Go ahead. I won't.
You won't lie.
I won't lie.
The day you left out of jail.
Go ahead.
When you left your cellie, did you cry?
Nah. Me and myself, the cellie that I had, we wasn't cellmates that long. It didn't matter.
Okay. So, all right, hold on. So, when you had a cellie for about five, what's the longest cellie you ever had? How long was it?
I don't know. Two of my cellies dead.
Okay. So, how
they
long?
Got killed.
Damn, you don't know how long you shared a cell?
No, I don't know how long I shared a cell with it, but why?
When you got transferred out to a new cell, did you cry? To a new jail where you had to move out yourself from
no,
no, your man
I
for
never,
5 years?
I ain't never cried. That's just spicy shit.
Yes,
no, I ain't
did.
Never cried.
Yes,
why would
did.
I cry?
Damn, dog, I'm gonna miss you, man. Damn, man, he put me over here with these niggas, man.
No, I ain't never do that.
I don't want to go over there, man.
I ain't never do that.
Y'all ain't hug on the way out.
But what I'm saying is about jail love is
you ain't leaving your commissary. Go ahead, man. You got
that. I ain't do all that. Listen, one thing I'm gonna say. One thing about jail love is this. I'm gonna give you the game about jail love. One time I go in a visiting room, right, and it was somebody, and they was from a different part of Philly, but they go on a visit, right? They go on a visit, and when they walk out. They knew some boy that was on the visit with his baby mom and all that, but he knew the boy and his baby mom. Mm-hmm. So he like, oh, I got to pull her coat. A lot of times people say that's none of your business. Like when you, right. There's a lot of things, always to tell you, when you first come to jail, there's a lot of things you're going to see you might don't agree with, that you might don't like, might turn your stomach around, that ain't none of your motherfucking business. They basically telling you, you better not have my business back in the street if you catch me laying in the lawn with Sean. Some people want to
You ever laid on the lawn with Sean?
No, I don't know. I don't know. But listen.
You don't know?
No. I said, no, I don't know Sean. But I'm just saying, just so you know, don't say that shit.
He laid on the lawn with Sean.
I'm trying to dress my name up with smut, man. You trying to dress my name up with a smut sweatsuit.
I'm just saying.
Don't put no smut. Take
how
that
you
smut
put
sweatsuit.
That out there, though, laying on the lawn with Sean.
I'm
like,
just saying, you know how it is.
That's a prison show. Next week on Laying on the Lawn with Sean.
But
Wallow and Sean gets to arguing. Wallow was mad because Sean didn't meet him in the yard at approximately 2:30. Next week on Laying on the Lawn with Sean.
Listen, the whole twist is, the whole thing is, so he call himself, she go to the machine, tell her, listen, man, you baby father, man.
Laying in the grass with ass. Next week.
So she tell him, listen.
Laying in the yard hard next week.
Yo, you trying to decorate somebody's name in a smut sweatsuit. Take that smut hat off my...
That's your name.
Take that shit off my jacket.
Next week on Laying in
the
Yard.
You got my jacket spicy as shit out here on the streets, man. You better clean my jacket the fuck up, man. Hey, take that shit off my jacket.
Next week on Laying in the Yard hard. Wallow's jumping,
that's
standing up, turning everybody on it.
That's crazy shit.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So listen, she go to the machine, he slide up on the machine, call himself pulling a coat. Listen, man, she ain't trying to hear none of that shit. She's like, man, you don't be telling me about my baby mom. I know what's going on. You hating ass nigga. He like, your baby father was just tongue kissing a man at the basketball game last night in New York. I'm just telling you. That's all I'm saying, right? And so, dude ain't never say nothing because he wasn't as tough as the boy that told his baby mom, so he ain't say nothing to him. But, you know, motherfucker, you hear the old head, right? What is old head is basically told him, like, yeah, young, you got to be like, you got to stay out of people's business, man. Like, he like, stay out of people's business. He ready to take some crazy shit back to the hood.
Right.
That wildfire.
Right.
So whatever the case may be, but like, it be like that, man. You be shocked. And then you'll see a dude out here, they be cooling the motherfucker on the gram and all this other shit.
And just was starting to land on the lawn with Sean.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
On the next Prison Edition, yeah, Dallas but, the but, Pink
but,
Palace.
But at the end of the day, on everything I love, if Gil was in jail.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, listen. Your name would be Gail in jail. It wouldn't be Gail. It would be Gail.
I'd be Gail kicking.
No, you'd be just Gail. Like, you would just be Gail. Listen, in jail, on everything I love, in jail, he'd just be Gail.
Hey, I like what Snoop called Gail King, you funky bitch.
Listen. You would just be Gail.
I would be Gail.
Your name be Gail. Hey, Gail, come here. Come here, Gail. Gail. You'd be like, hey. I can see you now. Hey, y'all.
Well, you play around. That role, but no, you know that shit. You know that motherfucking head moving.
No, you just popped it, Joe.
I'm saying I'm copying them.
That shit ain't be, hey, Gail. Come on. You'd be running around with Penis Williams and them.
Well, so you trying to say you was going to pimp your cousin out? You trying?
No, I said you'd be running around.
Because we knew you had Penis Williams. No, I had Lowell him.
No, I didn't. You're lying on my name.
He was a pimp.
Once again, he's lying on my name. Listen,
he had four hoes in jail. He had not Lil Kim. He had Lil Him.
Too much smut on my fucking name.
He had a hoe named Lil Him.
Get that smut up off my jacket, man.
He had a hoe named Ricky Minaj.
Oh my God.
He had a hoe named Beyonce. And a hoe named Kevin Thee Stallion.
You lying? You just made your name up because that type of name wasn't even out when I was in jail.
First of all, she got her name from Kev. Fuck is wrong with
now,
you?
Now, if you just said Coxie Brown or something, I'd be like, oh, all right, I know what you're saying. No, I'm not saying it like that, but I'm just saying that would have been a name that would have been out that time. Coxie Brown. Like, you know, I'm just saying, like, that's a name that fit the time of I was doing time. But I'm not saying that I, you know, I'm just saying, man.
Coxie Brown. Yo, that was another one of your bitches, Coxie.
No, I'm just saying, that's the type of name is make, you know, Kevin Thee Stallion. But listen, man, I'm Wallo 267, man.
Coxie Brown.
Listen, man, come on, man. We signing off, man. Next time, man. You trying to decorate my name with some smiz, man. Come on with the bullshit, man.
Ain't no nigga like the one I got. No one can fuck you better. Sleeps around, but he gives me a lot.
You, pocket, man.
You was up to jail turning it the fuck out.
You fucking my name up, man.
Hey, man. This is $1 million worth of game. I appreciate y'all tuning in each and every week. Making us the number one music podcast in the country, man. Listen, man. Thank you for all your support. Make sure you go to Barstool.
Check out our merch, man.
We got all the merch. We got bundles. We got hats. We got a hoodie. We got a t-shirt. They go for $99. We got all types of different t-shirts.
All type of stuff.
So make sure y'all support us all the way around the board. We truly appreciate you guys for tuning in each and every week. I go by the name of Gilly the King.
I'm Wallo 267.
And it's just like that.
Right!